Kevin.
All right.
So you would think that we were going to talk about video games now.
We're not.
But we're not. Gotcha.
No, we're not.
We're back. We're on Pop Culture Podcast with our guest, Justin.
What's going on?
All right, we're just going to get into our early predictions for Oscars, because...
Oh, we're going to do Oscars first.
Let's do Oscars first, because I feel like we have a longer conversation about the music.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What's your,
this is Mike's idea, because he was just like, Robert, let's do, we always do Oscar predictions.
Yeah. Right?
You know, we love watching those movies, we love making predictions, seeing who knows more.
Now we're making them without even knowing the movie.
Who knows less?
Precisely.
I'm going to try and trump you all. No, I'm a guest here now.
So, yes.
What's your pick for best picture? This early in.
It has to be Spotlight. But I already saw it, so... Okay. I feel like I have a
disadvantage. You're cheating!
I do have a disadvantage because I saw the movie, but...
He knows stuff, this guy.
this guy's seeing
but
movies,
I'm going Spotlight. I'm thinking you're going to go Hateful Eight. Are you going Hateful Eight?
You know I'm going Hateful Eight.
But to actually have a chance at winning?
Totally objective here.
I mean...
I know you wanted to win,
before seeing any of the Oscar movies, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't I pick my favorite director's new movie coming out? I'm going to say Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight by Tarantino.
Yeah, that'd be Tarantino.
And I'm going with Spotlight by McCarthy.
I'm going to go with The Grateful Eight. The lesser known spinoff of
The
Hateful Eight.
The Wayans spoof that's coming out? What about Best Actor?
Actor, I'm saying Leo's getting it, hands down.
Oh, I do want to see that movie.
Leo
took the words out of my mouth.
I want to see that movie.
Yeah, I'm saying, come on, because the Academy gives it to actors and actresses that are due. Long overdue. It's a fact.
Leo might kill himself.
Leo is very well overdue.
He's going to become that character permanently.
If you look at the movies that he should have been nominated for that weren't, they're better than some... people who won Oscars, like...
Wait, that should have been nominated, didn't even get a nomination, or should have won, and didn't...
No, his movies, some of his performances that he didn't even get nominated in, are, I feel like, that whole resume is better than some actors and actresses that won Oscars.
I can, off the top of my head, tell you is, I know he didn't even get a nomination for Titanic, you know, like, one of the most...
He didn't get one for Departed.
I don't think he deserved
really?
It. Out of everyone else in the Departed.
What else came out that year,
though? We could say the internet.
Titanic 97 was Good Will Hunting.
Well, no, I know who won that year, though. Okay. It was Roberto Benigni for Life is Beautiful.
All right,
what are we looking up? The Departed year? Yeah. Academy Awards, 2000.
Well, he got nominated for Blood Diamond that year.
Oh, but he didn't get it for... All right, then I'll agree with that.
No, Blood
Diamond's
awesome.
Wait, no, but...
Blood Diamond. I just watched it today.
The first time?
No. It was like for like the 20th time. I love Edgewick, man. He's the man.
I would think he's better, though, in Departed than in Blood Diamond.
But he was a lead role in Blood Diamond, at least.
Yeah, Departed was on last night. You gotta realize how horrible of a life Leo's character has in that movie. His parents are all dead, he has no family, he goes undercover, can't get out of being undercover, he's gonna get killed, he's hooked on opiates, like, it's terrible, yeah, and gets killed eventually. He's got a pretty bad in that movie. I pulled up the wrong year.
Yeah,
that doesn't look like it.
But yes, Leo in The Revenant, also I'm saying it because Iñárritu gets... great performances from his actors and actresses. He won last year with Birdman.
Yep.
He has a very good, you know, history.
The Last King of Scotland, Forrest Whitaker, was the winner that year. I've never seen that movie. I heard it's really good, though.
I heard he dominated that performance, though. Yeah, I heard he was great in that.
But that's a weak year.
Gosling and Half Nelson was awesome.
I didn't see that. I heard it's really good.
So that was his, like, breakout role.
I think Leo should have got two nominations. Will Smith, Pursuit of Happiness, come on.
Oh, he should have. But that's very rare for Oscars. He did get two nominations for Golden Globes.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah,
right, that's nothing. That's, like, the minor leagues over here.
Funny story about Babel. I saw it in that picture over there. I watched about half an hour of Babel with no subtitles.
How did you even know subtitles?
Because I was just following the story. Like, I was trying to, like, draw from, like, what, you know, people were doing and, like, you know,
did you see this in the theaters?
No, I like downloaded it.
Okay.
So and there were no subtitles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I'm like watching, I'm like, okay, I guess this is like an artsy thing. I kind of got to, you know, determine what's going
I
on.
I have to figure out
after
their
half an hour, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I have no idea what's happening anymore. They're just having a conversation in a car. I give up. If people know what the hell's happening,
good for them.
Yeah, I don't
think they get it.
Wow.
I don't get it.
It's over my head.
Yeah, I was just like, man,
it's too artsy for me.
Yeah, so that's a good rule. Don't download something with subtitles.
Right, no, yeah. Babel, great movie. By the way,
no, I really want to see it now. Yeah, it's really know what's going on. No, I knew a little bit what was going on.
The
but,
fact that it's jumping through continents, different languages, that's the whole point
like,
of Babel and everything.
There's only
it
one
is
a story that I really can follow.
The Brad Pitt story I can follow. Yeah. Everything else, what's going on? That's funny. That's actually really funny.
This year, you know, my biggest snub, you can see Little Miss Sunshine was a big movie that year. Where's the Paul Dano? Where's my Paul Dano nomination?
Going back to that, why not Dano for the Beach Boys movie, huh?
Like, I didn't see it, but I'm sure he's phenomenal. I'm sure he's great.
Over Leo?
I actually forgot that came out this year, but Dano's due. Dano's more due than Leo. Paul Dano is due.
He's due over Leo.
I love Paul Dano.
All right, let's go past that.
What, best actress?
Yeah, best actress.
You said Brie Larson is in the running. I'm just going to say Jennifer Lawrence for joy.
There you go.
Just
that's a good guess.
Yeah.
She's won too many, though.
I love J-Lo.
She won one! Didn't she win two?
No.
I thought she won two.
Two is too many.
Well, after she wins it for joy, cut her ass off.
Yeah. I'm saying Brie Larson in a room. And just, I don't know.
Who else is like a top female contender, though?
I think Cate Blanchett's in it again for something. She's always in it somewhere.
Always in Cate Blanchett.
Maybe Meryl Streep. Did she do a movie this year? I don't even know. Maybe she did.
I'm sure she did.
Maybe she did. I honestly don't even know, too.
I lose track of Streep. I think I've seen two Meryl Streep movies my entire life.
They don't really appeal to us.
No, there's nothing in it for me. Meryl I like Streep. Death Becomes Her. That's the one where she dies and is like a zombie.
And, I haven't even seen that one.
And Bruce Willis kills her again.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is in it.
Like, Die Hard Bruce Willis? Like,
he's pretty badass. Face, yeah? He's pretty badass in it. Yeah. And then I don't even know the other one I saw. Maybe so. Is she the Iron Lady or is that Glenn Close?
That's Iron Lady.
All right, that. Yeah, I think I fell asleep.
Iron Lady?
It's about Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, Margaret Thatcher.
Didn't she win that?
She won for that. It was really boring, though.
Of course, yes. Yeah. Margaret Thatcher.
Supporting actor? I'm going with Michael Keaton in Spotlight, because he should have won last year for Birdman. But he
so they're
going
to give it to him because he's due?
They do that?
They do that sometimes. They do that sometimes. I know, supporting actor.
Supporting actor's tough, but...
Tom Hardy in Revenant.
I was just thinking, he hasn't been in any of the previews. Like, I don't believe them when they say he's actually in the movie.
He's the one Leo's trying to kill the whole movie. Yeah, I don't know how much they're going to show him, though, but he is the one Leo's trying to kill.
He's the villain?
He's the Brian
besides Cranston. The bear that tries to kill Leo?
Besides they team up at one point.
The tag team.
Hardy and the
tag
bear.
He's like riding the bear.
Let's kill him.
Supporting actors, then I guess you wouldn't know anyone. I'm going with Rooney Mara in Carol.
What is that? Carol.
Yes, Carol.
That's the Cate Blanchett
movie.
Not Winslet. Wow, that was weird.
Both of them. Every movie they're in gets nominated. And
oh, yeah.
What they have in common is I never see any of them.
Winslet, too, could be nominated for her supporting role in Steve Jobs.
For playing Cate Blanchett.
Whoa. Mind blown right there.
What? Cate playing Cate.
All right.
Which?
This is a big one, though. Best director.
I'm going to go with... What's an Iñárritu?
Iñárritu.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
for
say
Revenant.
Him. I have to.
He can't win it 2 years in a row.
Dude, if he does that good of a job 2 years in a row.
Oh, Birdman. Yeah, he did Birdman.
If he's deserving, and that's me picking him over Tarantino.
And I was going to say, I'm like, how are you
picked him over Tarantino?
I'm going with Ridley Scott for The Martian, because I think he's due. And I think
has he ever won?
No, never won. He's 77 years old. I think they're going to give it to him.
Wait, yeah, he did. He won for Gladiator.
I think he lost to Ang Lee for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, director.
That was the same
Gladiator
year.
Won the movie,
that was
not
the
director.
Year.
He's never won.
Poor Ridley Scott. Not even for, like, Alien or anything?
Nope, not even for Alien. It's so crazy that he's never won. I think he's overdue, you know?
When's Ang Lee making another movie? Side note.
Ang Lee.
I love Ang Lee.
Side note, Ang Lee, two best directors, zero best picture wins. He's got that on lockdown right there. Yeah, Ang Lee, amazing director.
Yeah, you saw The Hulk.
I feel like every other movie is amazing.
Except
did he do the Woodstock movie?
I heard that was good though.
Really?
I heard that was really good.
It's No Life.
The one with Giamatti.
It's No Life of Pi.
Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. So good.
So fucking good.
Man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never saw Life of Pi.
Tell me word for it. You heard tell me. You know, there's like a tiger in a boat with a brown boy.
That's all you need to know.
That's it.
Don't you dare know anything more before watching the movie.
Consider it done.
You got it.
It's like, I've lasted the last 2 years without knowing more. I guess screenplays. I don't even know.
Hateful Eight.
When in doubt,
Tarantino's gonna win his third best writing Academy Award because he wins those and doesn't.
He writes the hell, yeah. He writes the hell out of his script. That and do you think Sorkin's gonna win?
I hate Aaron Sorkin, so I'm gonna say no. I really hope not.
Okay, here's a question.
Here's
a question I wanted to ask. Ready? What do you think the chances are that Mad Max gets anything nominees wise? Picture, director. Maybe supporting actors.
A lot of people like that.
Charlize Theron.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. No,
It's really, really, really good.
I want to see the first three first.
You don't need to, though.
I know you don't need
to. Yeah, you don't need
to. But if you want to, I understand. But seriously, you just have to watch this movie.
I mean, especially the third one.
Yeah, I heard the third one.
You never need to see the third one. The third one's rare. That's the one with Tina Turner. You don't need to see
it. I saw a bit of that, and I was just like, this is awful.
You're like,
they're in the desert dragging someone along. It's like, this is stupid.
I mean, I'll say this. If that gets nominations, that's exactly. Yeah, that's the Academy doing it right.
Yeah.
Setting aside all stigmas.
I think he has a chance getting a directing nominee. I think he does.
You saw Mad Max,
yeah,
right?
I saw it finally, yeah.
It's
very good.
Really good.
Very good.
Really, really good. That'd be nuts if he got a nomination for Best Director, too.
Yeah, that'd be sick. And maybe
Charlie's... Isn't, like, 95% of that movie not CGI? Like, everything is actually shot?
I read, like, a lot of it's not CGI, which is insane.
If you ever actually see it, it's actually... There's points where it's really hard to believe that things aren't CGI.
There's huge chase scenes. I'm like, there's no way this isn't CGI.
The whole movie's a two-hour chase scene. It's crazy.
They stop, like, twice, I think. Yeah, that would be cool if he gets... What's his name? George...
Lucas
Miller,
George Miller,
yeah.
Lucas Miller,
George Lucas. I like it. That and okay. Hypothetically, if Star Wars gets humongous reviews, do you think that would be nominated?
Awesome. That would be awesome.
Crazy.
I don't think. I think Star Wars, the first one, was nominated.
I think it was.
It didn't win, but I know it was nominated.
Right, right.
So it'd be. I don't think any of the other ones after that were though. So that'd be a big.
Which is so interesting because they were so good.
I mean, the second one,
Empire
Strikes
Back, is the best one.
Than all of them, yeah.
Best one. But, like, I don't know. It's not an Oscar movie. I'm doing air quotes for the podcasters that can't see me doing this.
It's a change of the times. I mean, hey, Dark Knight Rises got... Didn't that get nominated? Dark Knight got nominated for best...
Nothing. But.
It didn't, and that's why people were up in airs, and the next year, they expanded from 5 to 10, because they're like, Dark Knight probably just missed it, they really wanted it to be in there, so because it missed the 5 cut, they're like, oh, we gotta expand it to 10 movies now for Best Picture, just because of Dark Knight.
But didn't Dark Knight Rises get nominated then?
No.
No,
it didn't.
Okay. Right, I'm done. I have no point.
But sci-fi movies do get nominated and get close to winning, like Gravity almost won. Gravity won 7 Oscars the year it was... 2 years ago. It was the most of that year.
I mean, Lord of the Rings won.
Lord of the Rings, 2003. Yeah. Like, the third one, though. So, but that was the best one,
so
in my opinion.
So good.
Yeah, right?
So good.
But, like, that's a rare movie. Like, you don't see Lord of the Rings, like, movies anymore.
That's true.
No.
It's like, to get an epic movie of that scale with a fan base and fanboys like that, and critically acclaimed and Oscar-winning, that's what you're pretty much getting at
with Star Wars.
So
yeah,
if Star Wars gets great reviews, does it have a chance? I'm not sure. Maybe. I could see it, right? Maybe.
I mean, if it gets great reviews, considering that there's 10 Best Picture nominees... I feel like it will at least get a nomination.
Right.
Will it win? I don't know if the Academy's ever going to say, you know, Star Wars is going to win Best Picture, but...
It's going to be a lot of fun, though. That movie is going to be so fun. Like,
yeah, I can't wait.
It's going to be so fun to watch.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Okay, that concludes that. Those are our predictions. Take them to the bank.
Take them to
with
the bank.
With confidence. With so much confidence. When you win, you know, throw us some bones.
Tell us what happened in 2 months.
Now let's go to the Grammy nominees, which were announced earlier today.
So these are nominations that we're going to say who's going to win. It's... We actually have the nominations, but we still have no idea what we're talking about.
First and foremost, I think we got to go with the
What do you want to start with?
The Album of the Year, which is the biggest award.
Album of the Year. Okay.
Album of the Year.
This is the first time in a very long time that I actually like two albums. I got them all. I got them right here. Nominated for Album of the Year. So we have Sound and Color, Alabama Shakes, To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar, Traveler, Chris Stapleton. I have no idea what that is.
He's awesome.
1989, is he country?
Yeah, he's so good.
1989, Taylor Swift, and then Beauty Behind the Madness, The Weeknd. My favorite album this year is the Kendrick Lamar album, so I truly think he's deserving of Album of the Year. I really can't see them giving it to anyone else. I mean, actually, that's a lie. I can see them giving it to maybe, like...
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift Absolutely. Would be I a complete joke. I can
definitely see it.
But To Pimp a Butterfly, you guys heard it all, like, front to back?
I listened to it.
It's amazing. It's like, very good. I like it more than his last album.
Really?
I like it more than Good Kid. Yeah, Man City. I like it more than that, so... I think it should definitely win.
I'm still listening to it. I've only listened to it probably twice through, so I still got some time to listen to it. But yeah, good album, very good album. Alabama Shakes, great album as well.
Sound and Color is great
Sound
album.
Sound and Color is very good. It's just hard because I don't know how the Grammys vote. There's an academy. I don't know what they're made up of. Are they made up of producers, artists,
fans? Isn't it the artists?
It has to be producers too.
I hope it's
not has
fans.
To be producers.
Fan
no, definitely not fans. But
no,
like,
that's like the AMAs.
Yeah, but like, but how much of it decides on? I don't know because it's so strange. Because like some years you'll have like, oh, you know, Beck won and like Arcade Fire won, but the other years you're just like this insanely huge pop artist won. I'm like, where did that come from? Type
well,
of thing.
The last two years though was Beck and I believe Arcade Fire.
Right, exactly.
So they're
but then
doing
the year
it right.
Before that was still Taylor Swift's last album.
But that's why I feel like they've been going in this direction. Of like, you know, not just giving it to the ones that sell the most money, because I feel like I know viewers were definitely down with the Grammys. A lot of people stopped putting stock into the Grammys as much because, like you said, they were just awarding it to like Taylor Swift or like, you know, I think Britney Spears was getting like nominations. Like, really?
She didn't deserve it.
Yeah, she didn't deserve it.
Are you sure?
I mean, I totally agree, but it's hard to look at it and be like, if she's nominated, how do they not vote for her?
I feel like she's just nominated to be like a pleaser, like a crowd pleaser. Like, oh, give Taylor Swift. So maybe some teeny boppers will watch the Grammys and viewers.
But she won her last album too. So it's like
she won for her last album.
Yes.
Okay.
That one. That one album of the year. Yeah.
But that was a long time. That was like
that was 3 years
ago.
That was before the two. You know. So she has a record of winning. That's what I'm just saying. And she like and the next year when Adele's album is eligible, she's probably gonna win. I mean, it's just because she's the biggest album of all time. How did
but
not
Adele
get...
is more critically
I get that.
Acclaimed than
I get
Taylor
that.
Swift.
No, that album was very critically acclaimed. Honestly,
really?
Yeah, it was.
Really?
It really was.
Funny note: I don't know who's doing it, but I woke up to someone blasting Adele at 9 a.m. I had my window wide open, and I don't mean like out of a car. Like I don't know, someone was outside with like a stereo, like just playing the Adele song.
Outside your window.
My bad, dude. It didn't win me over. Obviously, it's the wrong song.
I was so mad.
You did pick the wrong song. Don't you know him at all?
It was the most random thing ever.
Tomorrow, I'll come. I'll try it tomorrow.
But the Kendrick album.
The Kendrick, we gonna be all right.
Right?
We gonna be all right.
I just want to interject here. Chris Stapleton. I just got a shout out here. Amazing artist. He did a performance with Justin Timberlake and put him to shame because he's that good. Just check him out. He's Southern. He's
just lies right
he's
now,
Southern
Rob.
Rock slash blues.
He's ready for Gatan. Just don't be a liar.
Yeah, the liar's coming out.
I'm telling
so
you. Tell
so
you.
Good.
There's a reason why he's there, and it's because and everyone's calling him the dark horse of the category because he's that good. He's been around for so long, but as a songwriter, not an artist. This is his first year he ever released an album by himself, and he killed it at the CMAs. He got a lot of nominees in the Grammys. He's that big of a talent. I'm telling you, he's a dark horse here. If he
How
went,
many nominees does he have?
I don't know, 4 or 5. For a country artist, huge, too. Okay. That's like, because Taylor Swift isn't even a country anymore. But no, Kendrick Lamar...
Oh, yeah, remember when she was country?
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar does lead the Grammys.
He's 11.
With 11.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is second with 7. So it's like, they're up there. They got all theirs.
I love Sound and Color. I think it was a great album, but yeah, I don't know how they don't give it to Kendrick, especially because he didn't get any. I don't think he got any nominations
for
Man City.
That's interesting. Ooh. Yeah, that's kind of disappointing. Not even for a rap album. That category.
I don't even know if he's nominated for a rap album this year. Like, I don't understand. Oh, no, he is.
Sometimes it really makes zero sense how they do this stuff.
I'm like, if you're nominated for an album, you have to be nominated for your category album.
I've seen it happen, man.
I know. But that's kind of funny. Really, let's go to Record of the Year, then. I believe Record of the Year goes to the songwriters, and Song of the Year goes to the recording artists. Yes or no?
Yep.
We're going, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
We're going sure, with that. Rob.
Based on my knowledge, I'd say positively pretty much.
Well, then we have Really Love by D'Angelo. I don't know
anything about D'Angelo.
Uptown Funk, I know that.
Heard that song.
Thinking Out Loud,
we
might have heard
about
it.
That.
Blank Space, maybe. I know Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd.
Right.
So your pick?
So which, all huge songs, but Really Love. I don't even know that one, honestly.
Which one's the
what,
most
Can't Feel My Face?
Overplayed. You don't know? Right,
Can't Feel My Face might be the most. I know Uptown Funk is definitely
Uptown
the most
Funk's
played.
The most overplayed.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to go that one.
You think it's going to go with the most overplayed?
I think that's how that works.
I mean, it's also not a bad... I'm not going to like sit here and hate on it. It's really not that bad of a song.
Uptown or Downtown? Which one?
I'm getting to that. That's my biggest gripe right now.
There we go.
Get me on the phone with the Academy or whatever the fuck.
Who I think is going to win is...
I mean... Uptown Funk is good and is a really good chance of winning. So is I Can't Feel My Face, but... I really don't see them giving Album of the Year to Taylor Swift, so I feel like they're going to give her Song of the Year, Record of the Year.
Record of the Year. I'm saying that's no.
What are you saying?
I'm going with The Weeknd.
Going with The Weeknd?
I think The Weeknd's going
to
take it.
You think the Academy is going to give Record of the Year to a song about doing a lot of drugs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. That's what that song's about?
Yeah. It's about going to the dentist. Novocaine.
I can't feel my face. And then Song of the Year. Oh, no, that one's to the songwriters, as you can see. It says songwriters next to it. So, Record of the Year is to the recording artist. Song of the Year is to the actual songwriters, and I guess the lyrics and stuff. So, what are those, Mike? Read it.
Wait, hold on. It's these songwriters.
I don't think it's going to be.
And it says Kendrick Duckworth. Is Kendrick Lamar's real name?
Look it up. Let's look it up right now.
Yeah, we're not doing anything else.
This is a huge question. Is Kendrick Lamar's real name?
Yes!
Kendrick Duckworth.
Kendrick Lamar Duckworth.
Oh my god, that's a great name. I'm not calling him Lamar ever again. It's Duckworth right now on.
He just went up. He just went up in my book. His last name is Duckworth.
Isn't that the owner of the Mighty Ducks in the movie, Duckworth?
Quack,
Mr. Duckworth. Right?
Come on. Lamar owned the Mighty Ducks?
It's done. We just made the link.
Alright, but anyway, so Kendrick Lamar Duckworth with All Right, Blank Space again with Taylor Swift.
It's like the same song.
Girl Crush.
Yeah, it's similar with that.
See You Again with
but
Khalifa,
it's like exactly the same
loud.
Songs, isn't it?
I guess if you're going to have a good single, you might as well award both the artist and the songwriter.
No, you know what? Yeah. That's the list that I've seen prior to just...
The Song of the Year?
The Song of
right,
the
right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were looking at that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, here we got a Kendrick Duckworth song. And then we got similar songs like Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. And then we got a little more country with Girl Crush. And then See You Again with Wiz Khalifa. We don't know. What
I
do you guys
know
think?
I'd have to see
Wiz
the
Khalifa
lyrics.
Song. I don't know that Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, you know it. You definitely know
hold
it.
Hold on.
If you heard it, you'd be like, oh, that's...
Song of the Year. Song of the Year is a strange category, I feel.
Why is that?
I feel like how many... Why is it always like seven people to write one song?
You know, yeah. It kind of takes away, because at the most, right? you're doing what, like a seventh of the work?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, it's a 3-minute song.
You know, yeah,
how
it's
much
one person versus like seven people.
If I give you one word to that song, do I get a credit for it?
From Fast and the Furious?
Have you seen Furious 7? Did you see
no.
That? I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen any of the... I'm not big into cars, so...
Oh,
really
okay.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
Or action.
But I kind of watch those movies.
I don't know this song.
You've never heard this song?
No.
It's not on that, man. Oh, okay, no.
Oh, yeah, I haven't hooked up.
Charlie Puth. That's Charlie... I guess it's
Puth.
He's definitely not Wiz Khalifa. So
Charlie Puth has a messed up eyebrow. That's all I'm getting out of watching.
Is it one eyebrow?
He's got a unibrow?
No, he's not like Anthony Davis. He's got like a slash, though, going on.
Does he look angry all the time?
Anthony Puth or Charlie Davis? Anthony Davis.
Just Anthony Puth and Charlie Davis.
Anthony Puth. Alright, yeah, this sucks. I hope this one doesn't win.
This sucks.
The Italians. So
yeah. Kendrick Lamar, All Right, should 100%
I'm gonna
win
say
that.
Kendrick's gonna win this one.
That's my favorite song off that album, too, so I really hope that wins.
Favorite song out of those ones, too.
Right. Yeah, definitely out of those.
What else we got?
Although Girl Crush is kind of fun.
Best new artist, I don't know any of them. I know Megan Trainor.
You know Megan Trainor.
I know Megan Trainor.
She's, like, really an artist.
Wait, wasn't she Best New Artist last year? I feel like...
Not for the Grammys, for something else.
That's all about that bass girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, her. She's gonna win.
That's it. Critical Darling, Courtney Barnett. It's awesome.
You're a critical darling.
The only reason why I listen to the album, because it got like 99% on like Metacritic or something like that.
Is she country?
No, not country.
Oh.
She's like alternative indie stuff. It's all right.
James Bay?
Sam Hunt is country.
Who's James Bay?
I have no idea who James Bay is.
I know Totally Kelly. Tori Kelly.
Totally.
Totally Kelly.
Totally Tori Kelly.
Mike lost the ability to talk right now.
No, that's what I call her.
That's my boo.
Yeah, that's when I see her. I call totally her Totally Kelly.
Totally.
Hey,
come on.
Megan Trainor is going to win.
Trainor.
But I feel like she's like kind of like irrelevant at this point. Like, yeah, did she put out a new song this year?
I thought she was just like YouTube and like got picked up by someone. And
that is how she got picked up. Yeah,
I'm going with non-Megan Trainor. I feel like she's irrelevant right now.
Yeah. So you're gonna go with Critical Darling, Courtney Barnett.
He's taking the field. Oh, it's bigger.
CB, my girl CB.
I'll pick Totally Kelly.
Totally. Oh wait, you just said Megan.
No, I take it back. Two. Totally Kelly.
You're thinking who?
Oh, I'm not picking. I don't give a shit. James Bay, sure.
Yeah.
Nobody else wins for
James Bay. You're going to win that somehow.
Yeah.
You are going to win that.
It'd be funny if somehow I picked all the right stuff out of all this.
Exactly.
Annoying.
I feel like that's the way it is in Grammys. Like, true. Anyone could win.
No, but I know some. I know J. Cole. And
all right.
Well, rap album. I was going to say, let's do rap album.
How does it not Pimp a Butterfly?
No, that
like,
I feel like it has to be.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Compton though, and I heard that's it was true. Really, really
either,
good.
Though. Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
The students I teach really like the J. Cole album. They're really big on J. Cole.
What about your boy Drake?
I don't like Drake. I don't know.
Who does? I haven't found an audience for Drake yet. Do you like Drake?
I think it's female.
Is that what it is? Oh, I don't even know that. Interesting.
But I mean,
I will say probably out of all these, the Pink Print won't win.
Nikki?
Yeah.
God, poor Nikki.
She sucks, though. She's really not good. I'm whispering. I don't wonder.
She's not going to hear you, Mike.
Nikki, if you hear this, I think you're awesome. I just don't want to look bad for my
What we got? Scroll down low. Go through the next.
Let's go to Best Rock. Alternative.
Oh, okay. Alternative album. We got The Shakes and Bjork.
And My Morning Jacket, Tame
Impala,
Loco. I'm going to pick Alabama Shakes just because the
How do they not give them, the ones that are nominated for Best Album, how do they not give them the Category Album Award? It makes no sense, right?
The Waterfall might be My Morning Jacket's worst album that they put out. So if they give them it for that, their worst album, and not like their better stuff, that's a crime. Honestly, Currents by Tame Impala, they've also done way better stuff in the past, too. Their last album was really good.
Did Wilco name their album Star Wars?
Yeah.
As in the movie. Like...
I didn't hear any
search results.
I didn't hear any of the Star Wars album.
I haven't listened to
unless they're doing the soundtrack, then that is absolutely appropriate.
Actually, I haven't listened to any of them but Shakes and Tame Impala, so I can't.
Go
really
Bjork.
Say
go much. Iceland, right? She's Icelandic.
She's
go
Icelandic.
Go Bjork.
Iceland.
Justin's picking Bjork.
She'll wear a crazy outfit again.
Yeah,
remember she wore that swan outfit?
Yeah.
Best rock album.
James Bay. He's a rock guy.
Ah, see, I told you. That's my boy.
That's James Bay.
Jimmy B. That's
Jimmy,
what I call him
Jimmy
on the street.
B.
Jimmy B.
The Chaos and the Calm by Jimmy B. We have the new Death Cab.
Kintsugi.
I don't know who Highly Suspect is, but they're there.
Drones.
Yeah, they're there.
Highly
new
Suspect.
Drones.
Yeah, go Slipknot.
And Slipknot. Yeah, you know what?
Slipknot.
Just for
I
the
want
sake
to see
of seeing them coming up and accept a Grammy in the mask.
I would see them win.
Like, full, like, nice, dressed to the nines suits, but then their
the
crazy mask.
The mask.
Yeah. That would be
and them
my day.
Drumming
if you
up.
Hear this, Slipknot, do that when you win Best Rock Album. Because I'm picking you. So
no, I do pick Slipknot.
I want Slipknot to win now because of that.
What else we have? Oh, well, Rob, you're pretty much the only one chiming in here, but who's going to win Best Country?
Stapleton, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. Not Sam Hunt.
Who would pick
no.
against
not Little
definitely
Big Town.
Stapleton. No.
Not Casey Little Musgraves.
Definitely Stapleton.
Okay.
Hands down.
What about pop vocal album?
Where's that?
Right here.
She just randomly scrolled one.
It should be Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
James Taylor.
Oh, JT?
My first concert experience, yeah. James Taylor.
Where?
We went. My dad was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia for working with the Army Reserves. And my mom and me and my sister went down to visit him. She really liked James Taylor. We saw him live there. It was like
that's awesome.
6 hours there of James Taylor, then like a concert of James Taylor, then like 6 hours back. So any James Taylor song, fucking challenge me to the lyrics. We'll have a karaoke battle. I will win. Fire and rain every day.
James Taylor's awesome.
No, I do. It's funny though, because like I was like, as corny as that sounds, something, then I hear his music and it cheers me up. It's great.
No, it is really good. James Taylor's the man. Yeah.
James Taylor.
So we win. James Taylor for best pop
radio. I mean,
he's not gonna win. I'm gonna pick Taylor Swift.
Wait, Uptown Special though. What is that, like an Uptown Funk?
I don't
know. Yeah.
Is that
Mark
like
Ronson?
Is that
Mark Ronson's the guy?
He's not gonna win. He's not winning anything.
Tough battle. Mark Ronson.
He's not winning. Or it's JT.
The original JT.
Yeah. So scroll down. What else do we got?
No, I like his idea. Random category. I'm gonna scroll.
Comments.
Best compilation soundtrack for visual media.
That's actually pretty good. That is pretty good.
I'm gonna pick Pitch Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect 2 is the only thing I've seen there. Let's go.
I'm going Empire Season 1.
Oh, Empire. Have you guys talked Empire before?
Never seen an
episode. Oh my god. I can break down the first episode. And to be fair, it could have gotten like a lot better since the first episode.
Is it bad?
The first episode, terrible.
No, it's a soap opera, though.
But, like, is it supposed to be terrible?
It's supposed to be cheesy.
It's supposed to be
It's a soap opera. So everything is over-the-top cheesiness.
Okay, it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be like that.
But do people take it that way?
Yeah, it's a soap opera. People love the drama.
It's
right
so
there.
Stupid.
I know. We wouldn't watch it.
We should do a special...
Just watching it and commenting on it?
I'll tell you what I'm thinking the first time I saw it. I guarantee.
All right, well, you'll come back and we'll do that. We'll plan that out. The first episode of Empire.
First episode of Empire. Sure.
We're doing that random one.
One more random here. Best R&B song.
All of our strong suits. Obviously,
going with 50 Shades of Grey earned it.
No, I'm going to pick Really Love. Just because I like D'Angelo.
I honestly, you show me a picture of D'Angelo or not D'Angelo, I would not be able to tell you.
You don't remember the music video with D'Angelo?
Dude, what if he showed you like 80% of his body half naked? Or all
that's the music video.
That's the music. You don't remember that video?
I don't know what that is.
It's a really
he's
good
like, how
song,
does it
too.
Feel?
How does it feel?
And he's just like spinning around.
And there was a... Second guest, Mike Patterson!
Hey!
Why don't you tell us about D'Angelo?
What do you think about D'Angelo?
What is that?
No, there was the rumor that they only showed him like waist down, and there was a rumor that he was getting a blowjob during the shooting.
That isn't actual.
That would be epic.
That was total.
Tip of the hat to
D'Angelo. That's why I love D'Angelo. He did a music video, hit song, got a blowjob.
Is it factual?
No, it's... I don't know.
Something in between factual and absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to let Google just... This is how we're going to end this.
Snopes. Snopes.
Google. Snopes. What? Is that
Snopes.
What it's
called?
Yeah. What is that?
Snopes. It's a... What is it?
How do you say it?
I say Snopes. I don't know.
I say Snopes.
It might be Snopes.
It's definitely Snopes.
What do I write? Like,
it's
D'Angelo,
like...
How do you pronounce Snopes?
Yeah, put in like D'Angelo...
That's how...
How
D'Angelo... What's the song name? Just put the song name.
How's it titled?
Oh, I found it. Okay.
This is exciting because I have no idea what they're talking about.
All right, well,
you spelled something wrong. You missed a comma or apostrophe.
I did.
I said comma.
Comma. A raised
D'Angelo comma.
What are those ceiling commas?
I still don't know. Uh-oh, this is exciting.
The first result, actor Matthew McConaughey co-owns a cattle ranch.
So that's all.
That's
all for everyone.
Fear's mud. We got it.
All right, so is that it? Are we ending it here?
Yeah, we just found out.
We have a very important Sellers of Catan game to play now.
What game is this? 13?
Yeah, game number 13.
Lucky number 13.
Next episode, in 2 weeks, we're going to get really festive. We're going to drink eggnog. We're talking about Christmas movies. We're going to talk about Christmas songs. Talk about Christmas festivities and traditions.
I might even play a Christmas song.
We're gonna do a lot of Christmas things.
Might even on the guitar. Yeah. Might even do that.
I might jingle some bells.
I may not be here.
I'm not coming. Too close for comfort over here.
Where are my belts?
All right, thanks for listening. Come back and stay a while. Bye.